This week in Delaware County, Community Affairs Program produced Woof Boom Radio, the creator of MuncieJournal.com and beyond. I'm Steve Lindell, Vice President, Director of Operations, and Steve Ball with the Muncie Community School Superintendent in studio this morning. Steve, thanks for the time this morning.
Good morning.
We wanted to give you a couple of minutes here to talk about some of the facts and so forth that have been floating around Muncie and the Muncie Community Schools district with some coverage and so forth about a meeting that happened this past week. There was the notion raised that you gave some raises, and that is inaccurate, and you'd like to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah? Correct. We didn't actually give out any raises. The board didn't give any raises.
Okay.
Basically, historically, we have not actually annually confirmed every administrative contract, which we should do because they're on an annual contract as an administrator.
Okay.
And so in an effort, again, trying to be transparent and actually being forthright, we've taken those to the board and in public meetings and said the board approves those. The numbers for a couple of employees were higher this year than last year because they got hired after July 1st last year, and so they didn't work a full year. Their per diem didn't go up a single dime. In fact, no administrator got a raise, with the exception of somebody who actually works for the special ed cooperative, who is going to work two more months but not get two more months' salary. She's actually taking a hit in her per diem. But overall, the board has been basically using the same salary schedule for administrators for probably a decade or so with minor changes. And one thing that we did in the spring is move to a salary range for administrators, which allow us more flexibility when we hire new administrators, particularly to try to save the corporation funding, so we're not spending as much money. And in fact, by going to that new range system, we're going to save about $157,000 in administrative costs this year over last year.
And saving money is a hyper-critical situation for the Muncie Community Schools right now, isn't it?
We have about an $11.5 million structural deficit. The State Board of Accounts has asked us to put together a deficit reduction plan. You know, we've identified about $6.5 million worth of the savings that we've made at this point through either cuts or looking for additional revenue sources, and we're still working on that last $5 million or so.
Steve Ball is the superintendent for the Muncie Community Schools. How long have you been on the job now, roughly?
About 14 months.
14 months.
Seems like longer than that, doesn't it?
Did you, in your wildest dreams, know that it was going to be, is it complicated? Is it difficult? What's the right word?
Well, it's exceptionally complicated. I mean, school districts are complicated just on the surface because, you know, the kids involved, everyone's different.
Yep.
And so when you put all that in with the way that the changes have been made in, you know, bargaining laws and property tax laws, schools are exceptionally complicated. And it's sort of a moving target in some ways, too. So,
now, one of the other things that we wanted to talk about here also was you talked about fiscal responsibility in a note that you sent to the administrators after the newspaper article ran. Could you state to our listeners how you feel about hypothetically giving a raise to somebody or anybody in the financial situation that MCS is in right now?
You know, basically, I said at the time, it would be, you know, with our dire fiscal situation, and that's really the best word for it, it's dire, you know, it would be absolutely irresponsible to give anybody a raise at this point in time. We've got to make sure we can have enough cash to make payroll towards the end of the year. Right now, that's still uncertain.
That's scary.
It is. And you're not going to be the front page of the newspaper when that happens. You know, it's not going to be my board. It'll be my picture with, you know, people don't get paid. And so we're working very hard to make sure that we come up with a solution that allows us to be fluent and solvent. And, you know, that's, again, takes more cooperation, you know, and a lot of work.
Dr. Stephen Ball is our guest, Superintendent, Muncie Community Schools. Lightning Rod, you're the guy in the chair, in the suit, but you answer to a school board. Is that not accurate to say?
Correct. We have a five-person elected board.
So when somebody talks about giving a raise or even making a cost reduction or closing something or opening something else, you don't determine that yourself, do you?
You know, administrators make recommendations. The board actually takes action. Basically anything done fiscally in the school district is done by the school board. Raises, any personnel actions, hiring people, terminating people, all that is actually done by the board. Sale of real property, for instance.
Okay. About the information that came out this week in that newspaper article, and the Star Press also, I think in their online edition the following day or something like that, They did print some more information and facts that you provided to them, and they did that in that fashion. Is there anything else that you'd like the community to know about this scenario?
Well, I think the short version is that no administrator got a raise, and in fact, many of our administrators are making less than their predecessors made in previous jobs over the last couple of years, and that's probably going to continue for the foreseeable future.
I don't recall the last time I saw a Muncie Community School Board send a letter to the editor en masse. I got a copy of that as well. That's kind of part and parcel to this situation where you're trying to do good, productive, and right things. I'm putting words in your mouth, but that's you're nodding. But at the same time, sometimes
your listeners can see that, right?
You
can
nod exactly right. That you are feeling some roadblocks as far as what is being told and or written about the district.
Well, you know, I think the key is there's so many good things going on in the school district, and you know, one teacher wrote back to me saying that she's just devastated when she sees things like this in the paper because. She goes, I see what's going on every day. And we see so many good things going on in classrooms, you know, every day, on our athletic fields, in our, you know, in our concert halls and the auditoriums. And we have a lot of people working really hard to do what's good for kids. And it's frustrating because we do, you know, as you're aware, you get some of them. We put out a lot of press releases about the positive things going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just had a student who was one of 20 in the state who got to go to the FBI Leadership Academy. We had a change in the way we do retention for kindergartners and first graders to try to get more kids to stay with their peers. Those were both press releases that we sent out that could easily have been front page news.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, the lack of a raise presented as increases. You know, so when I came into work the next day, you know, my HR people, my PR people, they were all freaking out because staff were freaking out. You know, most of my support staff, they haven't had a raise more or less since about 2008. They were flipping out that we'd given administrators raises. Well, that was exceptionally inaccurate.
Steve Ball is our guest, Muncie Community School Superintendent. Also recently, the admin building sale to Ball State University. Tell us about that, what it would mean and cost savings and so on and so forth.
Well, we're going to save about $178,000 a year. According to Chip Mahaffey's estimates when he had originally proposed this in 2014.
Oh, okay.
And to be honest, it makes sense to sell the building because if you're going to have to close another school, and we have to reduce our footprint over time, and we've got a couple of ways to creatively hopefully do that without actually closing schools. Closing the administrative building is an easy one. You know, somebody asked, well, why the administrative building? Well, there are no kids in it.
Yeah.
If you're going to close a school, close the one that's empty.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And we fit into the MAC. There's the potential of us moving down you know, among all the other city and county.
MAC is the Muncie Area Career Center, folks, just to let you know.
Thank you.
That's okay.
But those, you know, it makes sense. We can go into an existing building. There's more than enough room. You know, we benefit some from the sale. That's money we can set aside for capital projects. We're going to get about $370,000 for the sale. And then we reduce our operating costs by probably, because those are two-year-old estimates, somewhere over $175,000 a year.
In the 2 minutes that remain, the other sort of elephant in the room is what to be done about the Muncie Field House. Can you talk about that?
You know, that's a great question. Definitely there's every intention on the school board's point to continue to save the field house, rehab it, and put it into a condition where it can continue to thrive.
And your personal feeling on that,
absolutely.
Too?
Okay. There's no reason. I mean, we need that space for practices and other things. You know, we've talked to a number of people about potential options. We're working with, you know, an architect to look at the whole campus there and what are we going to do long term. There are issues with the stadium that have to be addressed, the field house, the pool. So the issue is long term, what are we going to do that entire campus? Obviously, the short term issue is making sure that the field house is structurally safe so we continue to have, you know, things like volleyball, basketball, and the Christmas thing going on in that venue.
All right. Steve Ball, thank you for the time. I really appreciate it.
As always, thank you very much.
Keep up the good work. Steve Ball, Superintendent, Muncie Community Schools, this week in Delaware County. A community affairs radio program produced by Woof Boom Radio Group. 6 formats, 8 radio stations, 1 mission. We use our voice to build your community. I'm Steve Lindell, Vice President, Director of Operations. Please join us again next week. Same time, same station for This Week in Delaware County.